In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings and Happy New Year. This is Dina Marie of Faith Moments. Welcome to 2026. And we've been celebrating the new year liturgically with the season of Advent. And we are currently, I'm recording this still in the Christmas octave. The Christmas octave runs from Christmas Day, December 25th, 8 days until the celebration of Mary, Mother of God on January 1st. And we still have time of Christmas and the Christmas season up until the baptism of the Lord, that beautiful feast following Epiphany. But this Sunday is the Sunday of Epiphany, the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. So we have Christmas Day. Christmas Day falls on whatever day December 26 falls on. And then you have the Feast of the Holy Family, which we celebrated last Sunday. And then we'll have the celebration of the Epiphany of the Lord. These different manifestations of God's plan, of God manifesting himself to the world in different ways. You know, we talk about, oh, I had an epiphany. You know, I had this miraculous like realization of something true that maybe was hidden. And then all of a sudden, you know, we show that in comic strips or in artwork with a light bulb over our head. You know, we've had this epiphany, God's epiphany. God showed himself to all nations. And so as I look at these readings today and challenging myself and challenging you to look into these readings, seekers, we're going to find out who are the seekers and what are we seeking? Why are we seeking? How do we seek? Do things stop us from seeking the truth? Because really in seeking, it's finding out what is real, what is true, what is holy. And so let's listen to these readings from the old and from the new that reveal and fulfill the revelation of God in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's begin with this collect prayer. Again, I just, every time I am on a retreat and I share with people, I highlight, go to the collect. You know, I use this Magnificat, beautiful imagery this month of the three kings. But the collect prayer has so many treasures for us. So let's begin on this solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord, year A, 2026. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we, who know you already by faith, may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. On this day, which is the Feast of the Epiphany or the Solemnity of the Epiphany, we're asking God, recognizing that he revealed his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to the nations by the guidance of a star. When you think of a star, what might you think of? Nature, you know, what God created. And we're asking God in his great mercy that we who already have received the gift of faith, maybe it's a little bit of faith, that mustard seed of faith, but we've been given the gift of faith, this reason, this intellect to recognize God is God, and I am not. That we want to be brought in to behold the beauty, the sublime glory of God. So let's hear the readings for the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of the nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Araba and Seba shall bring tribute. All kings shall pay him homage, and nations shall serve him. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage. Alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it had been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I may too go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So it's the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord, the final manifestation of God in the world, to recognize that God is with us. The prophecies are all over in the Old Testament of the prophets being told not their story, not what they ascertain, but what God has revealed to the prophets. We hear much from Isaiah, and Isaiah is quoted again today, that there's going to be a new ruler, and not a ruler just to rule, but for something new. And Jesus says, "I make all things new. I make a new heaven and a new earth," that through this gift, the greatest gift God gave us was his Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, that God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall have new life. So it was through this birth, incarnation, the cooperation of the Holy Spirit and the Blessed Virgin Mary, this is how Jesus was conceived. Jesus's father is God. His mother is a human like us, but immaculately conceived with being protected from receiving that original sin that we've received in our humanity. Mary's protected from that by a grace of God. And God is given to us as a child. I think about that. That the only place that the baby could be placed, there was no space for the baby to be put other than in this feeding trough that is a place for the animals to eat. Jesus is born in the house of bread, Bethlehem. Bread feeds us. That sustains our life. Jesus is the bread of life. The prophets foretold this century after century after century, and then revealed through these pregnancies of John the Baptist, this special child who will be the final prophet to lead the way, to show the way. So Elizabeth and Zechariah have now been given that final message. You're going to be part of the plan that God's child, God himself, will be with us. It's been foretold, Emmanuel. God just doesn't select another person on earth like a David, like a King David, but through the line of David, through this line of Jesse Stump, a root will shoot up of new life, a different life that only can come from the divinity of God. O come, divine Messiah. I love that song. I've mentioned this before in past podcasts. I highly recommend the movie. It's called Silent Night. And don't look up the bad Silent Nights, but there's a beautiful Silent Night that tells the story of the writing of the song, Silent Night, and then Father Joseph Moore, and this time period and the story of Silent Night. Oh, holy night. But God has revealed himself, that God is with us, Emmanuel. And now we hear, so we've got Joseph and Mary, they're part of the story. Yes, Joseph's been chosen. His qualities, his lineage gives God that perfect, I don't like the term foster father, guardian of the Redeemer, to care for Mary and Jesus. Joseph has been chosen. Mary and Joseph are betrothed, their husband and wife, to care for God himself. And the shepherds are recognizing. The shepherds are being told of the birth of the Messiah. God is with us. Glory to God in the highest. And now all of the nations have been told. How? Partially by nature. I heard this great commentary from the Augustine Institute and Dr. Tim Gray, excuse me, that Jesus is God's manifestation comes through nature. We see the evidence of God through nature. We see the evidence of God through our reason. And we see the evidence of God through scripture, through the word itself, through the word of God. The word was made flesh. So here, this day, we recall when the Gentiles, this is what is kind of affirmed by Paul, is that God is revealing himself not just to the Jewish people, but to all people he has come to save and to bring into a special relationship, an eternal relationship, a divine. O come divine Messiah. That was my thought about that. The song O come divine Messiah is in the movie Silent Night in a special way. And I had not heard that song before, or maybe I wasn't familiar with O come divine Messiah. But the more you think about the Messiah must be divine. And we have to receive Jesus, who is divine, true God, true man, in order to have that divine life, in order to have that divinity, to be resurrected again. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. That comes from the promise of the birth of Jesus Christ. So we look at these readings, and in Isaiah, there's a prophecy of Jerusalem. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, that people will look to you. The Lord shines upon you, Jerusalem, that nations will walk by your light. And kings will recognize your radiance, Jerusalem. And even we see this prefiguring of, we hear the wise men or the magi. The kings, whatever term you want to use, come in with camels to bring these gifts. And it's even foretold in Isaiah that camels will fill you, dromedaries will bring you gifts from all over the world, not just Jerusalem, not just the Jews. And they'll bear gold and frankincense, gifts that recognize your kingship, your lordship, and they will praise you as Lord. You know, we're drawn to the light. We're drawn to the truth. I'm in my living room right now, and I have these, it's kind of funny. We like the light, but then I have these darkening shades to prevent the light from coming in too much. But today I opened up the shades just a little bit so I could get the light. We seek the light in nature. It's even if that one little light, think about that first star that you see up in the sky when you have a clear night. Last night we had a clear night. It was 29 degrees at my house. Now I know some of you have got like the teens or 0 degree temperatures, but for us in the Northwest, 29 degrees, kind of chilly, but there was a clear night. But that little bit of light, that's what we're drawn to. We're drawn to that little bit of light. We look at the moon. The light. We see the sun, the light. Well, who is the light? Jesus Christ. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. That's the call. That's the invitation that every single person would recognize the light of Christ. And Christ, the light, the truth, brings justice. In this psalm, it's from Psalm 72. With your judgment, endow the king. With your justice, the king's son. That justice comes from God. And you will govern your peoples with justice. And those who have been afflicted, who have been mistreated, you will bring judgment. That justice will flower in your days. And you will have pity for the lowly and the poor. Your heart will be opened to those who are mistreated or unjustly treated in their day. All kings shall pay him homage, and nations shall serve him. That looks to what we see in the writing of the gospel here of Matthew. And so I'll just jump into this a little bit. We see these magi. And again, think about the magi. They've been studying, we don't know how long, but they have some scientific skills. They've been trained in a way to study. And it's obvious that they're not studying for their own enlightenment. Like, if I just know all about the stars, then I'm the one who's of knowledge. But they are seeking something within the stars to guide them into a deeper truth. And they're recognizing the birth of a king, the birth of the king, the birth of the king of the Jews. So there's this nature that has been revealing to them through the stars, this truth, but they've also had to have read it somewhere or have knowledge of a writing of a scripture, the Old Testament, Isaiah, that there would be a birth of a child. You know, we know the Isaiah has revealed that not only the birth of a child, but the birth of a child from a virgin in Bethlehem. We know these things from what the word has revealed to us in scripture through the prophets over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And so these, in this account of Matthew, they call them magi, are looking for the king. And they're looking for the king to worship him. So they're willing to change and say, this king is important. There's something special about this king. They're going to a lot of work and effort. They're making a lot of sacrifices to go find this king. They're willing to let go of their own. Maybe they were kings. You know, we call them kings in the song. They're willing to bow down and to be lowly and to look to a king. And so they go to Jerusalem. Well, if it's the king of the Jews that we're seeking, this baby, then we should probably go to Jerusalem. Makes sense. They're using some intellect, some reason, and we're reasoning that if we go to Jerusalem, maybe the baby's there. Or one of the descendants of the current king would have had a baby. But the case was that was not the case. And in fact, this is probably why King Herod is very troubled. Because he's older, he doesn't have any young children, all of his descendants are old. There is no king that would be in the line. So now all of Judea is a little bit worried because this is a threat to Herod. But with all genuine desire for the truth, these magi go seeking truth. They're seekers. And so they're actually talking to the wrong person, King Herod. But they go forward and they go and they follow the star. And they do indeed find Mary and the child Jesus. and they do him homage. And they bring gifts. They have made sacrifices. They've intentionally brought gifts to worship the king. They know that there is something special, even though they're Gentiles. And they're offering gifts. They're making a sacrifice. And they are now worshiping the king of the Jews. And then, of course, the angel or the spirit, well, it says they've been warned in a dream. I'm going to take that to mean an angel of God tells them to go another way. You don't need to go back to Herod. He doesn't need to know what you know now. And so their lives have been changed. And so as I look at this story, I think about, when have I been seeking God? What things in the world have helped me to go on that journey? I know for me, it has been nature. I've recognized, if you're looking at the video, I have this beautiful painting done by a friend of our family, God rest her soul, Shirley Gilchrist, who painted this beautiful seascape. And every time I look at that, I think of God's great beauty, the creation that God made. So nature guides us to truth. And then we have an intellect. We have a way to make reasons. We can reason our way, and we can see that things make truth or they don't, make sense or they don't. But of course, God's word is revealed and reveals to us truth. And we put all these things together. So the Magi used nature. They used their reasoning and their intellect. They also looked at the word of God. What did the prophets say? Let's put these pieces together. And they counseled an inappropriate counselor. King Herod was not the one who was going to bring them truth. He wasn't seeking the king of the Jews. He wanted to be the king of Jews. He wanted to have control and power and authority for all and for all of his generations. But yet this birth of a new child, a new king, would be a threat. And so you and I, as we go through our faith journey, we may ask for counsel. It might be a person. It might be a philosophy. It might be a political regime that we ask for assistance. And some of those guides are not going to be the right guides. They're going to be like asking Herod for the truth. And so we need to seek the truth through God's messengers, you know, through the word of God. Yes, look through nature. Yes, use our reason. And yet, even though these Magi consulted a false assistant, right, Herod, God guided their journey to find him. They found the truth. They found the truth. And what did they do? They worshiped the king. They worshiped the king. They gave him part of who they were, their allegiance, themselves in their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They recognized his kingship, his authority, his majesty, his power, his royalty. So they sacrificed for the king. They gave him homage. Will we give God our homage? Do we worship God? Or do just we go to a house once a week and sit in a pew for an hour? Do we not recognize the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor? Do we recognize that babe in the manger who's in that feeding trough, wants to feed you eternal life, his divine love? And so think about, as we enter a new year on the calendar, I've been changing my calendars to 2026 calendars. Are you worshiping the king? What's enlightening your mind to be open to the divine mind of God? Do we consult in worldly voices, worldly politics, worldly philosophies that will not lead us to the king, that will not lead us to truth? Or will we seek the truth? Will we continue to move forward by the power of the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, guide me in this relationship, in this work, in my family life, in how I'm serving you. Guide me to know you better. Ask for God's gifts of the Spirit to guide you to know Him, to love Him, and to worship the Lord. Let us pray. O God, a star led the Magi to your Son. May the sound of your word and the light of your Spirit lead us today to worship before Him in spirit and in truth, bringing the gift of our lives to Him who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.